Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. I'm sitting here, what I like to call the catbird chair, at our two police and military associations up here at our headquarters, and a lot of things are going on. We've got a guest tonight, though, a very exciting guest that has a lot of good information for us, necessary information, matter of fact. But before we go to our guest, I want to remind those that are in our area here that we have the wonderful, nationally known minister, Pastor John Weaver, here with us tonight, not on the show, but in the area, and he'll be speaking at 6:30 tonight, as he did last night in our area, at the Lewis and Clark Resort, just outside of Kamei, Idaho. 6:30 tonight. Hope you folks can be there, because last night I went down to his program, his sermon, and I'll tell you, it was just dynamite. I mean, it was just wonderful. I said dynamite. I see the CIA computers kicked on. Scratch that. It was wonderful. It was very, very good. And Pastor John Weaver's there again tonight. And I'll tell you, you want to get your hearts filled up, just go hear that man preach. And so we'll be a number of us going down tonight to that program. And hope to see you there, 6:30 at the Lewis and Clark Hotel, or the resort they call it, right there. In just outside of Kamei, Idaho. All right, folks. Well, we're anxious to introduce our guest to you. This is the time, as never before, to introduce this guest to you. I know that many of you know who he is. He's been a friend of this old cop for many, many years, and we were blessed to be together on many speaking engagements across the country during the years that we were doing the big preparedness expos. Some of you will remember those preparedness expos, and you will remember this handsome young man called Dr. Lenny Horowitz. I call him Lenny. He's Leonard in his professional name, Horowitz. And you may remember that he wrote a book that everybody was very excited about, became a number one bestseller, and it was Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Nature, Accident, or Intentional. Many of you will recall that book, and if you haven't, you need to get a copy of it. We'll be right back and introduce a little further Dr. Lenny Horowitz, who's here with us tonight. Stay tuned.
Music. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife the Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I've been, just been handed a note. Let me clear this note up before we go on to our brother, Dr. Len Horowitz here. I've just been notified that on the 20th of October, my shortwave program ends. And we're switching over, if we have the funds, that is, if we have the funds, and it has to be prepaid, to 50-50, shortwave number 50-50. So all of you shortwave people listening today, just switch over on the 20th to 50-50, and if we've been able to pay the bill, then I'll be on shortwave there after the 20th of October. Now, folks, if you can help out in any way, please send us a donation so we can prepay this and I can continue on without any lost time. Now, we'll be raising the money by offering things for sale and so forth like that on the program, but we need to prepay this bill. So if anybody has $100, $50, $100, or whatever that they can send in to us, please do. That'll be a tremendous help, and we won't have any downtime, all right, when the 20th comes up. Okay, folks, thank you so much for that. And I hope that that we can do that, because that'll be too bad if our short wave goes down for some weeks while we're trying to raise those funds. All right, let's go to our brother now, Dr. Len Horowitz. Lenny and I go back a long time, like I say, and I am very excited to introduce him to you, because he is the man that knows I believe, more about these emerging viruses today that once again we're being scared with. If you've been listening to the news and reading the newspapers, watching the television set, the government's doing it again, folks. They're trying to scare us and going down and getting inoculated from now it's not the green monkey that the AIDS virus just sprang out of, you know, there in Africa. But now it's they've gone to the birds, and now the birds just have this avian flu just springing out of them, okay? And we're supposed to be scared. We're supposed to go down and stand in line and get inoculated from the government who's only here to help us. So I've asked Dr. Lenny Horowitz to come on tonight because the man is more educated than most any of my other friends out there. He received his doctorate from the University, Tufts University, in 1977 and was awarded a fellowship in behavioral research at the University of Rochester. He later earned two master's degrees, one in public health from Harvard University and the other in health education from Beacon College. And for more than a decade, Dr. Horowitz directed a health center, and he served on the faculty of Tufts University, Harvard University, and as I said, his best-selling book that startled the world, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, was incredible, just incredible. He pointed out how these viruses just don't happen to happen. It's not the accidental theory of virus creation, folks. It's intentional, all right? And so I've invited him on tonight to talk about these new viruses that are just springing up all over the place, and now we're all being put in such fear by our government and the controlled media that I began to wonder about this bird flu that's upon us. So let's go to our brother, Dr. Len Horowitz. Lenny, are you there?
Jack, hi, brother.
It's so good to have you on, brother, and we need to hear from you and tell us what is going on. Why are we supposed to get in line again and take these inoculations that they're pushing for here?
Called genocide. I call it iatrogenocide or physician-induced mass murder. On behalf of the global industrialists, we're looking at the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. That's the global industrialists that are really running the planet at this point. And that what they're doing right now is setting humanity up for a large kill that's actually consistent with the Book of Revelation, with a mass decimation of populations. So,
yes.
You hit it on the head with regard to this avian flu. These things typically, I mean, think about right now, they don't even have an avian flu that's transmitted from human to human. So that they all of this hype and all of these multi-billion dollar various government expenditures for vaccinations is hyping and preparing to inoculate humanity with hideous toxins, germs, chemicals in these particular vaccines. And that is what, if anything, will cause the decimation of the massive populations.
And they'll blame it on the bird flu, won't they?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen, you know as well as I know, it's called C2W, Command Control Warfare. It's a psychological operation, or PSYOPs.
Right, absolutely.
Propaganda machine is hot and heavy right now, and that's by in large, the psychological operations, the PSYOPs necessary to manipulate the mass mind to accept what this demonic, elite are doing.
Yes, and this is not the first time, is it, brother?
Brother, this is a consistent, continuous, ongoing agenda. We call it officially, classically, technically, it is called the Revolution in Military Affairs. It is called non-lethal warfare. It is a substitute for the economics, for the New World Order, rather than standard military operations and genocidal operations like World War I and World War II. Now what we're looking at is a pharmaceutically oriented slavery and inducement to produce long-term chronic ailments based on drug side effects that cause people and nation states to become enslaved economically and physically to the pharmaceuticals. And the same, and the origin of this petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel literally has its hideous roots in IG Farben, Nazi Germany's leading industrial organization. Their top officials were the top SS, and their progeny today are in charge of these pharmaceutical companies, and the Bush administration is playing right along with them.
Well, remember, Samuel and Prescott Bush were involved in funding and working to help this IG Farben over there and funding the Nazis. So
that's
guess it's
exactly
pretty
right.
much in line. They're doing the same thing now, trying to cause a Holocaust around the world to lower the population, sounds like.
That is exactly it. And if more people got to realize that and less people got to be vaccinated, we'd have a stronger remnant, wouldn't we?
We certainly would, brother. As I told you, my wife's a Gulf War victim. She was over in the Gulf War and got the Gulf War sickness from the AIDS, or not the AIDS, but the anthrax vaccine with the squalene in it. And she was just devastated, almost died, as 11,000 of her brothers and sisters did. And praise the Lord, she's still alive, but has two forms of cancer now. And, brother, you're telling us that in some of your material I'm reading here that when Dr. Lorraine Day was on and told us that 50 years ago there was one out of 400 people getting cancer and today it's one out of two, that this is being done possibly through inoculations. Is that possible?
That's the principal genocidal weapon, is vaccines. It is not immunizations. Immunizations is a misnomer. Vaccines do not cause immunization. You know what causes immunization? It's the natural beastie. It's the natural virus or natural bacteria and the natural immunity. That causes immunization. It is a vaccination induces hypersensitization and immune destruction. And so you have as a result of hypersensitization, all of the inflammatory ailments, everything from arthritis, the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, all of these inflammatory conditions that were virtually non-existent 40, 50 years ago, you have
that's a result
of the toxic waste being poisoning people's bloodstreams.
Yes, my sister died a year and a half ago, and she had those horrible debilitating diseases that the women are being swept with. And brother, how are they debilitating our women out there? So many of them have this fibromyalgia and all these new diseases that 50 years ago we never heard of.
Well, let me explain how it works, Jack. When you and I or our children get injected with foreign RNA, foreign DNA, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryos, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with a smallpox vaccine, it's cow pus.
Oh, my gosh.
When we get injected by those particles, and on top of that, like you mentioned, squalene, things that cause the damage to the immune system.
Heavy metals.
Heavy metals like mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin. These are the preservatives and stabilizers and sterilizers for the vaccinations. When we get that toxic witch's brew injected into our bodies, those primarily protein particles land on our own proteins. Like host cells, like let's say a white blood cell bodyguard, or let's say a little piece of the myelin sheath that surrounds the nerve fiber.
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So now you have what the scientists call a antigenic complex. That is, simply stated, let's say half of your own body part combined with a foreign entity, and now your body's immune system, to do its job, it's got to seek out and destroy that which is non-self. So
yeah.
It attaches to the foreign protein, but it's stuck to your own body part. So it sees and it reads your own body part as part of the foreign entity to be attacked. And that is what autoimmune disease is.
Uh-huh.
So
your own body fighting it's the body.
That's exactly right. So now you begin to understand, and the most common is chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, where your inflammatory cells invade your joints, and your joints swell, and you have pain in movement.
Terrible, brother. Okay, I hear the music. Let's take a little break, folks. We'll be right back after these important messages. And please, folks, go get a pencil and paper at this time and be prepared to copy information. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. Power, a solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, on Republic Broadcasting Network here again tonight. And we thank Dr. Lynn Horwitz for being here. And I want to thank him personally before this very vast audience out here that a few years back, my 8th grandchild was born, and she was born at 3 pounds, about 7 ounces. And she was in the hospital down at Phoenix, and they were trying to keep her alive because she was a preemie. And she got up to about 4 pounds, 5 ounces, and she was doing so well that they decided to release her from the hospital into the arms of my son and my daughter-in-law. And they told my son and daughter-in-law that they wanted to inject this little thing with 3 different inoculations before she ran, before they took her out of the hospital. Well, I got on the phone, and praise God I was able to reach you, Dr. Lenny, and you talked to my son. I handed the cell phone to him, and when you got done talking to him, I think you saved my little granddaughter's life, because I could not even imagine the inhumanity of ejecting this little 4-pound baby with 3 virus-laden and who knows what else-laden injections into that little body. My question, brother, first of all, I want to thank you for saving her, because my son and daughter took her right out of the hospital and did not get those injections, and she's a healthy, healthy baby today. normal child, my eighth grandchild. And I just want to add this, brother, that you've helped and saved a lot of people's lives over these years. And I just want to personally thank you from all of us cops and soldiers and our brothers and sisters in the private sector out here for all you've done. And so thank you, Brother Lenny, for being there for all of us like you were for me and my family. And I know that you don't like me to say these kind of things about you because you don't want to think that you're really much different than the rest of us, but you are. God blessed us with you. But I want to ask you this. Because of my little granddaughter, I've been watching carefully as so many babies have died of SIDS today, and babies are getting all kinds of diseases, cancers and all, brother. Can you tell us what you think about that? What's going on with the children? Is it the inoculations they're giving us or the injections they're giving them before they even get out of the hospital?
Yes, Jack, and thank you so much for your kind words. You really bring tears to my eyes, brother. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank you, brother, so much from so many. Yeah,
you're a doll. I love you. You know that. So the answer to the question is, indeed, that is absolutely the primary source for today's great and hideous plagues. And I'll give you just one example. It actually was during one of our preparedness expos where I was on stage giving a vaccine presentation, and there was a doctor visiting, a medical doctor from Africa, who was in the audience.
Yeah.
And I introduced him after he made himself known to me to just come up on stage and give a little bit of a background. And we published his statements. I can't remember exactly one of our tapes. I think it was in Horowitz on Vaccines. It's in there. His name is Dr. Sally. And he relayed the story of how he was a graduate student. He'd gotten his doctorate already, and he was helping out a military laboratory in northwest Uganda, which I identified in the book Emerging Viruses as Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab, which sourced the AIDS virus to America.
Yeah.
And he explained to us that children there were breaking out with leukemia, actually lymphoma, Burkitt's lymphoma. It was the only place in the world that had endemic lymphoma. And no other place in the world really had any kinds of cases of lymphoma at the time. This is like now, we're talking the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And he was there, and he and his colleagues were told by the military officials that this lymphoma was being spread by mosquitoes, much like we're told today that the West Nile virus is being spread by mosquitoes.
Sure.
But he and all of his colleagues had done research, and they thoroughly convinced that they only saw these unique cancers popping out in the children from the women who had been vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And he absolutely was certain that this was a biological weapon and a disease induction and ultimately a genocidal operation that was being conducted militarily and covertly in Africa at the time.
Well, those poor people over there, we have the green monkey that just happened to pop out with AIDS when the World Health Organization had been in there injecting all the people with, what was it, smallpox vaccination or something, and all of a sudden the AIDS virus was everywhere.
Yes, well, let me give you a name of a website to go to. I know you've asked the people to get their pencils out, so here's something you can take down.
Yeah.
The website to understand how it was that the AIDS virus emerged is www.originofaids.com.
Okay.
As a public service and a scientific gesture, we have put this paper, which is an update on what I had published in the peer-reviewed Scientific Journal of Medical Hypothesis back in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
And it gives you the most advanced understanding that it was the hepatitis B vaccine.
Okay,
specifically.
Hepatitis B. Yeah.
That's what triggered. Now, the smallpox vaccines may have additionally spread it, but if you want to know the number one vaccine that triggered it, it's the hepatitis B vaccine.
Very good, brother. Very good. All right, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour, folks, and once again, hope you have the pencils and papers, because all through the program, we're going to give you information that is so important to your family, friends, and our nation. Stay tuned.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Oh my goodness, folks, you know, we talk so much on this program about God withdrawing his hand of protection off of America because we've allowed God to be removed from every institution, and every day God is being further and further removed, and the Lord Jesus Christ from this nation that was founded on biblical law. The founders tell you that over and over again, that this nation was a Christian nation founded on biblical law, and now it isn't anymore. You know, we've allowed, Christians have withdrawn to await to get the heaven out of here, the rapture. And they're not willing to stand up and occupy until the Lord returns any longer. And folks, the most evil men on the face of the earth have taken over the leadership of our government. We talk about this so much. And here, what Lenny had just told us about the AIDS virus being injected into the little black people in Africa for population reduction and to have it spread around the world, and here I'm reading in his latest report you just sent over to me yesterday, Lenny, that Merck, a pharmaceutical, is partnering with another company to produce the world's first sexually transmitted cancer vaccine to be given to pubescent boys and girls. Brother, is this what I think it means, that they're giving these young people cancer vaccines to cause cancer?
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what they do. You have to understand, I know, Jack, you understand this, but people listening, you have to understand, whenever they tell you one thing, it's the direct opposite. They tell you that they're giving you a vaccine to cure or prevent cancer. It's just the opposite. They're injecting you with carcinogens. You know, the Centers for Disease Control, it's not the Centers, it says officially Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they call it CDC. It's actually the Centers for Disease Creation.
Yes, we've known that for years, thanks to you, brother, and others. So, yeah, but this is absolutely, folks, if you talk about the evil that has taken the place of the Christians who has vacated the institutions today to wait to get the heaven out of here, you know, and they don't think we have to think past next week because we're all leaving, their ministers tell them. And then look what's taken over here. Brother, we deserve what we're getting, and God has taken his hand off of America. And if God's people don't come back around and start getting out of their prayer closets and getting back out and doing what God told us to do, brother, I just don't know. I think Revelation's going to be fulfilled in the next few years, and half the people, if not more, the people on earth are just going to die because it's like we deserve it because we've allowed the most evil men on the face of the earth to take over our nation and to run these scams on us. And how do you feel about this, brother?
I see it the same way, Jack. You know, as somebody who loves the Bible, Old and New Testaments, you look at the last time the great tribulation on this planet occurred. It was in the time of Noah.
Yeah.
And the Creator made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and at the end he said, I'll never do this again. He was so brokenhearted that he decimated his own beloved that he said, I'll never do that again. Now, you look at what's taking place today in the depopulation agenda, it is by our own choice, by our own will, that
we are
choosing to stand in these lines for genocide.
Yeah. And trust our government. They're here to help you.
Oh, boy, propaganda is so thick, and most people have fallen for it.
Absolutely, brother. Wow. Well, you take the microphone there, Brother Lenny, and you tell us, give us information, give us addresses, phone numbers, and tell us what we can do. Now, praise the Lord, you're talking to a bunch of activists out here that believe in not just grabbing a beer, sitting down, and just grumping and complaining about what's going on. But our listeners are ones that are out there doing things, handing out tapes, books, information, and getting involved as God told us to try to occupy until his return. So give us some information that we can use to share with friends, relatives, and associates as fast as we can.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity, Jack. Let me give you, first of all, the number one book resource that I would urge you to read in order to prepare your temples to defend itself against not only avian flu, but all the other garbage these people are
putting
against us. It's called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science.
And Healing Celebrations.
Healing Celebrations.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a website that goes into summarizing it at healingcelebrations.com.
Okay.
Healingcelebrations.com. And then the reason why I urge you to read it is because it gives you the five steps. In fact, you know, I get a lot of calls from people that want me to consult with them about how to return to health. A lot of cancer victims, a lot of arthritic patients, and diabetics.
Yeah.
And I tell them, I'm happy to help them, but, you know, I would prefer as a consumer advocate to have you read first and learn first. I'd rather have you spend $23 and change than have me bill you $100 for an hour's time or a half an hour's time, you know? Read the books first, and then that will give you an understanding of, number one, detoxification. Number two, how to alkalize your body, deacidify your body, to prepare it to defend against all of these new inflammatory conditions, the bacteria, the viruses, the fungus, cancers. All of this will not take root in your holy temple if your chemistry is correct and your Holy Spirit is flowing.
That second
step is vitally important. Step three is boosting or naturalizing, normalizing your immunity. And that doesn't take place when you inject yourself with these vaccines. Step four is vitally important. It's miraculous in and of itself. It's oxygenation technologies and therapies, deep breathing to the products many people remember in the preparedness movement used to use the hydrogen peroxide in the water, food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide. We have a product called OxyAdvantage that substitutes for that. But it's just one of numerous things that people should do and can do to bring more oxygen. Element number eight, the creator's number, the infinity sign, element number eight is totally awesome in its power to heal. Step five is the bioenergetics, bioelectronics, biospiritual. Everything from hands-on healing to prayer in right frequency technologies, the new revelations that we've had in understanding how our Creator works through sound, through the spoken word, on water, to uplift us. Again, with regard to oxygen, you remember how the Creator got Adam off the ground was he breathed the breath of life into him.
Right, that's
so
right.
So hydrogen and oxygen, water, is the most amazing of the two elements. If we simply understood the power in the oxygen to bring in the spirit, inspiration, respiration, re-spiritualization comes through the oxygen, but the energy, the power, comes from the hydrogen. And the sun is almost 99% hydrogen. And the parts hydrogen, or what's called pH, is what regulates all of the energy movement flow through our bodies. And the Holy Spirit flow through our bodies. And that's, if we can simply balance that and get it back to where it should be, rather than listening to the pharmaceutical industrialists, because all the drugs cause acidification. In fact, here are the top seven risk factors that Babylon throws at you through the media so that you become poisonable and you become breeding grounds for bacteria, viruses, fungus, and cancers and arthritic inflammatory conditions. Here are the top seven: caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, pharmaceuticals, like I said, and lots of red meats. Those are the things that cause your body, your temple, to become a breeding ground for disease. So if we simply take responsibility, those who have ears to hear this truth, the remnant, will march triumphantly into the messianic age, and you don't have to worry about. You surround yourself with the protection, like you're saying, of the Creator and through the Messiah. The Messiah already bled for our salvation, so we don't need to do that again.
Sure.
We're now waiting for the Messiah's return here, and we're, I think all of us understand who have been in the prophetic community, at least, we're in the end times. And so it's a very short period of time that you and I have now to prepare our bodies for what's taking place now is an awesome, incredible spiritual renaissance. It's a virtual rapture in my book. Basically, we're being uplifted spiritually, so that we can lay hands on people, so that we can do and fulfill what the Messiah said, that you will do more than what I have done.
That's
now
true.
Is the time, Jack.
That. He did say that, yes, brother.
Now is the time, brother.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, this is taking place, and my friends and my colleagues, we are now on fire for the Creator, and if we have to go to our graves carrying this message, so be it. And I know that you've been so likewise committed. And I bless you, Jack, and I praise you for all your heroic efforts.
Hey, brother, let me tell you, I'm just excited to, every time I get around you, and it hasn't been often enough in the last few years, brother, it's just like electricity going between us, man. I mean, to tell you, you're on fire and I'm on fire, and we're trying to fire up the people out there listening today. Folks, there is so much we have to do. There's so much we can do. And as you know, Lenny, there's so much the Lord has told us to do, commanded us to do today during this very important time in history. And so, Lenny, give us some contact information again. www.healingcelebrations.com is one, right?
Yep. And then all of my books and tapes are distributed by healthyworlddistributing.com.
HealthyWorldDistributing.com.
Right, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And right now, if you go on there, actually, just as I end your program, every week I do a conference call for people like you, Jack, who are my brothers and sisters, my family. We've established what's called the bio-spiritual dream team, recognizing that our biology is a spiritual vessel. It is a holy temple, and that there are certain information and certain products that we can rely upon. The chat discussion that I'm hosting in 15 minutes from now on the internet from over healthyworlddistributing.com chat room is on the power of faith.
Uh-huh.
And faith is so important in dealing with the truth instead of going into where the fear lies in the avian flu epidemic and all the government propaganda. And, you know, it's essentially, we do this every week as simply a service to our brothers and sisters. We want to join you as a remnant in the Messianic age, and we want to develop our blessings that the Creator so freely gives us in being able to do the miracles that are required for this time. This is the time, and we're just on fire to have it be.
Well, brother, that's so exciting. And like I say, we on these wonderful broadcasts using mass communications to inform the people, as God told us over and over in the scriptures, we perish for lack of knowledge. We go into captivity because we have no knowledge. And as exciting as all of this is, every day in this mass media outreach, brother, it can be so negative at times, if you know what I mean, because so much bad is happening. And we need to focus on the great things that are happening, the blessing that God is giving us at this time, and those that are awakening to take back control from the diabolical Luciferians out there, brother. So that's what you're talking about here. And I tell you, it's exciting to have a place to go and the things to do that are so positive, not only for ourselves and our health and our families, but for the people around us, you know. Now, there's other information, too. For example, if somebody doesn't have a computer, what number can they call you again to get a hold of you and your information?
Oh, yes. Let me give you a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787.
Yes.
It's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And there's an easy way to remember it if you're driving around. It's 888-50-VIRUS, 888-50-50-VIRUS.
Oh, my goodness, that's great. Okay, 50-VIRUS, all right.
That's from the old days. You remember that, Jack?
Yeah, I remember that. 888-50-VIRUS, and you've got the number. Okay.
Now, okay. Let me just share this with you, because you mentioned the focus that you appreciate on the positive.
Yes.
You know, I want everyone listening to know that we are being so blessed to this very day. In the end times, the prophets told us that all the greatest truths will be known. So does the Bible tells us the same. And we know that the truths shall set us free, and the greatest truths shall set us the freest. And we've been blessed back in 99 of coming out with the original musical scale. And if you remember, the book was called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It relayed what is called the perfect circle of sound. There's another website I should give you, because there's a lot more information that I can cover in this little time.
Yeah.
It's www.3epower.us.
3E, like the letter E, and then power.
That's right, 3epower.us.
.us, okay.
And the reason why I want to share that with you is because with this information, you begin to understand. That is, with the Healing Codes material, the book, as well as the understanding of the 3E, you go back in the book of Genesis, how did the Creator create? Our mission, Jack, is to recreate this planet the way the Creator wants it and live us and create ourselves, recreate ourselves, instead of as the poisoned physical bodies we are now, into the sublime, inspired in the image of our Creator bodies that we have a destiny to be and fulfill very soon. And so if we go back into Genesis, we understand in the book of Genesis that the Creator creates through the spoken word on water. Everything came out of water. The great news is that you and I are water carriers. Most of our bodies are full of water.
Right.
And if we understand how the Creator works, and He's blessed us so that we can now understand how the Creator works, and this is what I want to get to. The Creator, in His revelations to us, beginning with the book Healing Codes, in the book Healing Celebrations I recommended to you earlier, that adds some more information. And in my more recent works, the new book called DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and a work I'm currently coming out with, God willing, in January, called Walk on Water. This material, the revelations of understanding how our Creator works and has blessed us with His technology and His knowledge of how to recreate ourselves miraculously and how to deliver our planet from Satan and the adversarial forces back into the divinity that we deserve this planet to radiate as a tribute to our great Messiah and the Son of our great Father. So,
okay, brother. Wow.
This is just fabulous revelation. It deals with who we are as spiritual beings first, and I just am thrilled to share it.
Thank you so much, brother. Now, we're coming up on, folks, on the end of the program, so going to give out some information again when we get back. Do not miss this. This is for your family, yourselves, and for your country. This is the time to strike against God's enemies and are those that hate liberty for everybody but themselves. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Dear brothers and sisters listening to this old officer tonight, retired Officer Jack McGlam, and my dear brother Lenny Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, I just want to remind you that, you know, we're going into captivity because we have no knowledge, Isaiah 5:13. Now, God wants to use each of us as a disciple and an instrument of His to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of others at this time. And we need to do what God wants us to do, folks. We need to be in His will. And I want to tell you that the best way to do it is to read the Holy Bible, ask God to speak to you through it, and then go out and arm yourself with other information, like the information we're giving you tonight. Please get a hold of this www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Very easy, healthyworlddistributing.com. That's how you can get a hold of Dr. Lenny Horowitz's very important information. Remember the www.healingcelebrations.com also for his most important work, for us purifying our own bodies now and helping our families do the same. Lenny, it's time that we prepare for a blitz of viruses and materials coming down on us from chemtrails and all. And so, brother, what do you have to say to the listeners out there before we close as to what they should do at this time? They have to be healthy or they can't be the instruments of God.
Absolutely. What people need to do is, as I said, purify their bodies, the five steps: detox, deacidify, naturalize, boost your natural immunity, oxygenate, and focus heavily on the biospirituality within our holy temple, our connection to the Creator. Now, there's more than that, but that's the most important.
And that's in your book, Healing Celebrations, isn't it?
That's in Healing Celebrations. It's going to be even more so in, again, our Creator willing. This next year, I will be coming out with a book called Walk on Water.
Okay.
Wherein there's some of the most incredible revelations. Here's one real quick one. We've now proven by science and mathematics, Jack, that the center of your heart, the primary emotion, of course, is love, is directly connected to the center of the universe.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you imagine the scientific revelations and that speak to our spirituality, that speak to the love that our Creator has, not only for the universe, but for us, His children?
Yeah.
These are some of the awesome revelations. Now, how do we use this knowledge to combat disease? That's an important question. Here's the answer. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. So you bring it right here, right now, down to earth within your holy temple, and you're impregnable. You can't, nothing can get in. There's no diseases that can take over because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the Creator's heavenly domain.
Yes, when He created us, He said it was good, and so we can't assume that it's bad, brother. So I agree with you. I think that's wonderful, and how exciting that is that we can do these things. And so I just want to thank you. It looks like we're just about totally out of time, brother, for all you're doing for so many around this world. And I'm honored to have you as my brother, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Jack, I love you. I will always love you. I'll go to my grave loving you, and in the hereafter, I'm going to love you.
Well, likewise, brother, and I hope to one day we'll get back together, and I'll be able to hug your neck, and we can do some other things together that the Lord will show us, okay?
Excellent. Folks out there, you support our hero, Jack McLam, please.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, brother. Lord bless you, and say hi to your lovely wife, and we'll be praying for you and your family for God's protection over you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
You, brother. Be blessed.
Lord bless.
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye now. Wow, folks, there's some great, great people out there today that are doing what God told us to do, and we need more of them, so pray and seek His word and His direction in your own life. Don't forget, folks, this old cop truly does love you, America. Hope to talk to you tomorrow. Lord bless you and have a great evening. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.